Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
BDRS in between your ears until 10 p.m. In case you missed the news on the horizon, that's happening at 8 o'clock as it always does. And then the freaks come out at 9.
You've never been skydiving, right? I know the answer before I ask the question.
That's a funny question.
You've never been skydiving. I can't imagine you the type of person to jump out of a perfectly working airplane.
Do I look stupid?
I would never go skydiving. They say that in Zephyr Hills, I don't know if you saw the story the other day, there was a skydiver that had to be airlifted for a hard landing.
Yeah.
Again today, there was another skydiver, a second one, that had to be airlifted.
Was it from that same?
Same place.
And I had heard, when I heard the story about the one a couple of days ago, that there were 2 to 3 other incidents in months prior.
So this afternoon, a skydiver had been airlifted as a trauma alert after making a hard landing at Skydive City in Zephyr Hills on Thursday, according to the Pasco County Fire Rescue. Yesterday, in a separate situation, another skydiver customer at the same facility was also airlifted as a trauma alert for making a, quote, hard landing.
Let me tell you something. And I'm not going to say I don't get it, because I get it. You're looking for that thrill.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. As you like to say, the juice is not worth the squeeze. Not to me. Life is fraught with danger enough. You're going to invite it?
And I'm pretty sure that there have been a couple out there that have died at that facility.
I think you're absolutely right.
I remember the stories. Even if I thought about doing it, if on Wednesday you find out someone has to be airlifted out because of trauma, that's gonna rethink my Thursday appointment for the skydiving class.
I might cancel it and go to Busch Gardens. I'm not lying to you.
Like, even if I was on board, I'm like, you know what? On Thursday, I'm gonna jump out of a plane and skydive.
Yeah.
Wednesday, they're airlifting people out because they hit the ground too hard.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna call.
Give them time to refigure out what they're doing.
I may be asking for my refund on Thursday. I'm not showing up to jump.
I agree. Now, you know, we have a jumper in the room.
Shut up.
Not lying at all.
You have jumped out of an airplane, Jerrica?
I have.
Why? Yeah,
it was last April.
Why?
It was for my cousin's birthday, I believe. And
does your cousin want you dead?
For the thrill of...
Today's Johnny B's birthday. I'm not jumping out the airplane.
Yeah, right. I like Johnny B. Sometimes I love him, but I'm not jumping out of a plane for him.
I mean, listen, sometimes you got to get yourself out of your comfort zone and just be adventurous, and that's something that I wanted to do. Hmm. Something I can check off and say I did it.
You know what I do when
I
get myself out of my comfort zone? I go to the DeBartolo Gala and hang around rich people. That's how I get myself out of my comfort zone.
You know how I got out of my comfort zone? I get myself a double quarter pounder with cheese instead of the regular single quarter pounder with cheese.
Absolutely. The man's a hamburger away from a grabber, and he doubled down.
Yeah. No. I'll take the double, please.
Yeah.
I mean, I was scared, don't get me wrong.
Why?
But
I don't know. I can't imagine why you'd be scared.
And before you even say why you're scared, let me ask something.
Yeah.
Don't you owe 80 grand to the government for a student loan? How comfortable can you be? What comfort zone are you trying to extricate yourself from?
Actually, if you owe 80 grand, it kind of makes sense to take a shot and jump out.
Yeah. F you, government.
Because at that point, you know.
Bye-bye, student loan.
Yeah.
Jerrica gets the final laugh. Is this the place you went?
Yes, it actually is.
This is the place?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, she was strapped to somebody's front.
Right.
She didn't jump alone.
You don't want to be strapped to their back?
Okay.
What?
That's how it works. Mm. You get strapped, like I'm in front of him, and I was strapped tightly with him.
He was straddling. Yeah. He was straddling you from behind.
Hell
so
yeah.
To speak.
Perfect. Yeah. Sure.
Were you up nice and tight?
He was.
So anyways, yeah. And then you all go on the plane, and you kind of all have to sit really, really close together, straddled, obviously.
To not make light of, because I am curious about this.
Yes.
What aspect of your life, and I'm being serious,
okay,
were you saying, you know what, I really need to break out of this monotony and jump out of a plane? What was going on in your life that had had you so comfortable?
I think that, I don't know, like sometimes I feel that all the time. It's not something that, like, it's not a situation, I guess is what I'm trying to say, that made me feel that way. I like to think of myself as an adventurous person. So if the situation comes up where we can go do something crazy that we might not be able to do again, why not?
You know how Anna Hummel got herself out of her comfort zone? She got her own show.
Got her own radio show.
Yeah, got her own radio show.
No. I'm not Anna, so, you know.
Mm. Now, did you want to jump out on your own, or you had to be strapped hard and man?
Oh, my God. No, clearly I signed the waiver. I wanted to be there. But, it was scary.
But they wouldn't let you jump on your own?
Oh, no. You can't jump on your own. I'm not experienced. So I don't know what to do.
How are you, like?
Literally, like, if you were to hug me right now from behind, how he was. Like, then strapped.
But
I was
they
in
tie
front
you.
Of him.
Yeah, but he ties you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
So. You're in your jumpsuit, right?
Yes.
And then he comes up. Now, he comes up from behind?
Yes.
Or are you strapped, like, nose to nose?
He comes up from behind.
Yeah.
Look, this is the guy right here.
Oh, yeah.
He's
look
a
at that.
Bearded gentleman. He was very nice.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Did ever at a point did his beard tickle the back of your neck?
No.
Oh, but the face had to be up against the back of your neck, there. Right?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. We were very close.
And he would say things to soothe you, right? Whisper things into your ear, right?
This is true, yes, he would.
Like what? What did he say? Like, what kind of stuff?
He would just tell me what's going to happen and what to be ready for.
Yeah, be ready for it, baby, because it's going to happen. In the air, nobody can hear you scream.
Yeah. I mean, were you like really strapped in tight?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
At one point, he even had to adjust.
And adjust where?
Adjust himself. Derek, I listen to your show. I hear you keep an extra pair of panties in your car.
What did he have to adjust?
The strap.
Oh. Like, where are the straps at, though? Like, where are they across?
They wrap around your legs and they wrap around your waist.
Around the thighs, too, would you say they wrap around?
Yeah, around your thighs.
Right, yeah, lower thighs.
Your waist and your shoulders. Mm. Like a seatbelt, kind of, if you're 2 years old.
And he made it right and tight, huh?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Wow.
Just to make sure that he's got me.
You know how when you're in a club and it's full and you go and you say, how was it? Go, it was nuts to butt.
Pretty much.
Would you say it was nuts to butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you're going to die, at least you're doing something you love.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it was cool.
Yeah.
I survived.
How long was the fall?
I honestly don't even remember.
You're too preoccupied.
But it's crazy because I don't even like roller coasters, so I don't even know what possessed me to do it. I just wanted to do something different out there.
Was it a hard landing?
No. Neuron's going to say something.
We know it wasn't a landing.
Yeah, right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to unstrap?
Not long.
Oh.
It was a quick process.
Now, did he land on top of you?
No, again, he's still strapped behind me. Yeah, so when you land, he puts his feet down and you kind of just like kick your feet up. Like if almost if you were trying to touch your toes.
Hashtag thighs up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Skydiving, huh?
Yeah.
You should try it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need to have a guy strapped behind me.
Plus, 2 days in a row, they've had people airlifted for hard landings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you have an appointment Friday.
Yeah, you would think. Do you think the Friday class is called to say, hey, I'm going to sit this one out?
This is what I would say. I think the company itself should probably go, hey, you know, let's take the weekend off.
Yeah, like what the hell's going on, man?
And make sure, you know, everything is everything.
That's got to be the worst, though. You jump out of a plane, you're having the adrenaline rush, you're having fun, and then you get to the point, at some point in the jump, you realize, oh man, this is not going to end well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you want to talk about suck the fun out of the room.
And then you have to recalculate all the reasons that you decided to jump out of a plane.
You go from just exhilarating, this is awesome, worth every penny, to, oh damn, I've made a horrible mistake.
And, well, the upside is you have about 3 to 4 months laying in a hospital bed to think about it.
Listen, I hope everybody that jumped is okay, but damn.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Hold on. Brandon, go ahead. What did you want to say? You're on the BDRS. Brandon, are you there?
That's not. He's lying to.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Brandon, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Yes, sir. The first time I ever went flying, I went skydiving. I'd never even flown before. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. But my buddy went. He was bigger, and he had to take a class in Ohio because he was too big to get strapped on with somebody else.
Right.
Ooh, uh-uh.
And he jumped out of the plane, and he got icicles on his nose, and they wouldn't let anybody else jump off after that. But
yeah, have you done it again since the first time?
Nah, that we put it in God's hands. I figure I trust him once, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Now, did you go solo or did you get strapped in?
I got strapped in. It's either that or take a 4-hour class.
Oh. How tight were you strapped in?
You guys had your emotional moment about being strapped in. I was just telling you about my skydive.
All right, Brad.
Did like Jericho's incident, did he tighten up before you jumped?
Hey, Brandon, don't go away. Brandon, where you at?
I just got questions.
Yeah, Gio's got questions.
I was curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to me.
Did he tighten the straps like he did to Jericho right before the jump?
No, actually, it was a smooth landing. I'd never had a guy strapped behind me before. I don't have the experience Jericho does, but,
Because it was such a great experience, did you exchange numbers after?
No, I had a guy in front of me videotaping it, though. So, that was the first time to I've been videotaped, but with another person, too. So,
When you're strapped in, Mo.
Yeah.
And a guy makes it go as smooth as that.
Right.
At that point, you just go your separate ways.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Hey, Brandon, thanks for sharing the experience with us, brother.
You guys be safe.
All right, you too. Nothing wrong with it, Gio.
Jericho, do you desire at all ever to strap back up with your man?
Well, if you're referring to my real man.
You're a skydiving man.
My skydiving man? No.
Are you Facebook friends with him?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What was his name?
I don't remember now.
Oh,
hussy.
Yeah.
But he was a good guy.
I bet he was.
And a really good trainer.
Uh-huh.
Was it smooth like Brandon?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Pretty
I like
smooth.
It.
Absolutely. What do you got coming up for us?
So couples are trying to be more creative with their gender reveal parties. And when we get back, I'll tell you what a Louisiana couple did that is getting negative feedback on social media.
All right. It's in case you missed the news coming up, BDRS. Push, baby.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.